The surviving passenger of a fatal plane crash near Haines told investigators that the pilot purposely stopped one engine to demonstrate how to restart it in flight. That is one detail in a preliminary report released by the National Transportation Safety Board this week. David Knott and Chan Valentine of Juneau and Stanley Kwok Wen of California were flying from Juneau to Haines on Saturday, May 27th. NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson says the trio were taking Knott's twin-engine Piper PA-30 to the Haines Beer Fest. But at about 11 a.m., about 10 miles away from Haines, something went wrong. The plane went down on a rocky beach near the Glacier Point airstrip. The pilot, Knott, and Wen, the front seat passenger, were killed. Valentine was sitting in the back of the plane, and he survived, but sustained serious injuries. Johnson says an NTSB investigator interviewed Valentine in the hospital. During that interview, they learned this important detail.
Unfortunately, it does sound like the one engine, the right engine, was shut down intentionally, and they were unable to restart it, which ultimately led to the accident.
The NTSB's preliminary report summarizes Valentine's account that about 20 minutes into the flight, Knott intentionally shut down the right engine to demonstrate how to restart it in flight. But it didn't work.
It's my understanding that they tried to restart it using the battery power, but they were unable to restart the right engine using battery. They then tried to air start it, which means at that point what they did is they climbed to an altitude and dove the airplane to try and get the airspeed up to be able to windmill the prop. Unfortunately, that did not work as well.
The NTSB report says that after multiple failed attempts to restart the engine, Knott decided to land at the Glacier Point gravel airstrip. Valentine told the NTSB that Knott wanted to land the plane and use a battery booster to start the right engine. Before landing, Valentine said Knott made a low-level pass to check the conditions at the airstrip. That was Valentine's last memory of the flight. A witness across the Lynn Canal was watching the plane through binoculars. The NTSB report says the witness saw the plane reach the end of the airstrip, descend, turn right, and then crash into the beach. The witness said the plane hit the shore at a right wing down, nose down angle. The NTSB recovered the wrecked plane and says the damage is consistent with that angle of impact. The Chilkat Valley News reported that the witness, Steve Dice of Yakutat, and his friends helped save Valentine's life. After Dice saw the plane go down, he and Haines residents Tom, Patricia, and Kirby Faverty took a boat from their cabin to the crash site. They saw Valentine was alive but trapped in the plane. They ultimately were able to keep the plane from going under the rising water by attaching it to a backhoe from a nearby tourism camp. The NTSB report confirms that Dice and the Favertys kept the plane in shallow water until emergency responders arrived. Valentine was eventually taken to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. A spokesperson there said the crash survivor is in satisfactory condition. There are still a lot of unanswered questions. Johnson with the NTSB says he does not know why pilot Knott would try to demonstrate an in-air engine restart. And there's still the question of why the engine wouldn't restart after it was turned off.
At this point right now, investigators are going to be working very closely with the manufacturer, the airframe manufacturer, engine manufacturer, looking at performance issues, trying to figure out a little bit more of why they weren't able to restart the engine.
The NTSB will also conduct a more in-depth interview with Valentine once his health is better. Johnson says it will take 9 months to a year to compile the final report, which will include a probable cause. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.